from the center, you can see that everything in the Bible is connected with each other.
所以圣经里面，如果是从基督这个中心往外伸展的话呢，你就会看到圣经里面所讲的任何东西都是和他有关的。
So if Peter writes something in 1 Peter, you can actually go back and see where he learned it from Jesus.
所以即使是新约里面那个彼得前书，使徒彼得写的东西呢，要了解他，你也可以从耶稣基督的话语当中找出彼得的含义。
And when Jesus teaches something, you can go back to the prophets and see where it comes from.
同样的，耶稣基督的教导当中呢，要理解，你可以再回到之前的旧约先知教导里面，也可以用来理解基督的教导。
And the vast majority of everything that the prophets said had to do with the law of Moses and the Pentateuch.
那先知讲道里面大部分的内容又和他们之前的摩西五经里面神的律法教导又有密切的关系。
So last week or the week before, I talked about John 3:16.
上次我讲到的时候谈到约翰福音三章十六节那里。
And we think it's a separate verse, but it's actually connected to verse 14.
我们可能以为那几个经文是独立存在的，实际上三章十六节是和三章十七节下面一节连着的。
So it says God gave his son. He so loved the world that he gave his son.
十六节上说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And then we see if we just right before that, it says the son of man must be lifted up.
那十六节上你稍微朝上稍微走一点点，十五节里面谈到说人子呢必须要像是摩西那个旷野举蛇那样也被照样举起来。
And then there it says, as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
所以那里讲的是，就像是旷野里面摩西怎样举蛇，同样的方式，人子也要照样被举起来。
And we saw that it was referring to Numbers 21, where the people complained.
那里就指的是旧约民数记里面以色列民众旷野埋怨神的那一段。
And that incident is connected to almost 2 years of complaining about what God was doing.
所以旷野里面整整两年，以色列民呢就一直在埋怨神。
So, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
所以我们看到说，神如此的爱世人，甚至把他的独生子赐给他们。
And when he died for our sins,
那人子为我们的罪死了以后
，Among the sins that he died for is an attitude of complaining.
那我们这些造的导致于耶稣为我们死的这种罪的里面，就包含着埋怨神这样一条罪。
And the opposite of complaining is giving thanksgiving to God.
埋怨的对立面呢，那就是赞美感谢神这样一个态度。
So it's like you put off the old man and you put on the new man. You live out Christ.
所以我们在基督里面呢，把我们以前的那个老我放下，然后把一个新的我、新我给穿上。
So we put off an attitude, the old man of negativity and complaining.
以前的老我是非常负面、非常抱怨这样一个人生的态度。
And we take up.An attitude of thanksgiving.
我披戴的新人的态度呢，是一个感恩这样的一个态度。
And so I'd like to describe 2 words when you interpret the Bible.
所以这里面有两个概念，我想简单的谈一下，就是我们读圣经的有两个概念。
Some Bible passages are descriptive.
圣经里面有些的章节，它那个文字呢，是一种叙述性的文字，就是描写一件事情。
And some are prescriptive.
另外一些章节呢，是一种教导性的，就是直接教导我们应该怎样去做的那种文字。
When I say descriptive, it just describes what people did in the story.
描述性的仅仅就是在描写、记述一个人他是怎么样行为的。
And sometimes we get confused.
有时候我们可能弄不清楚二者的区别。
We think because it's in the Bible, that's what we should or can do.
有时候可能想，既然圣经里面有这样的记载，那我们肯定也要照样去做。
For example, David you find him at some time going, and he actually lies to the priest when he's running away.
例如大卫王曾经就对祭司曾经说过谎。
It doesn't tell us that's how we should live. It doesn't tell us that it's okay to deceive other people.
虽然圣经有这样的记载，并不等于就是说圣经告诉我们要照样跟着学他的样式去做。
It just describes what he did.
他仅仅是在描述他是怎样行事为人的。
And some passages are prescriptive. Essentially, this is what God wants us to do, how we should live our lives.
那另外的一些章节就是直接的教导，直接的告诉我们怎样去行。
So we read about the story of the people going through the wilderness complaining, and that is descriptive.
所以记载以色列民旷野埋怨神那一段，那是在描述一个事情。
But Psalm 136 is actually prescriptive how they should have been.
但是呢，诗篇136篇直接就是对我们做一个规劝和一种教导。
And we're just going to read part of it.
我们呢来看一看这个诗篇里面的一些章节。
And I would actually like to ask you to see just how repetitive this psalm is.
所以我很希望我们能够仔细地看一下这个诗篇里面呢有多少的字句是用一种重复式的反复的来叙述这样一个问题。
And it's 26 verses long.
一共26节。
And every single verse says the same exact thing.
每一个26节的每一个经文呢讲的实际上都是同一个主题。
Every verse says give thanks to God.
每一章节都是在说要赞美给神。
Now it may not use the word, but it's implied. Every verse is calling us to give thanks to God because of what he did.
所以每一节经文都是在说因为神的作为我们要向他献上感谢。
And then he says the reason that God did the good things for us and that we should be thankful is because his steadfast love lives forever.
那反反复复讲的一个主题就是说神之所以做了那么多美善的事情，之所以我们要献感恩给他，这就是因为他的慈爱是永远长存的。
So I'd ask, you know, can we stand up and read this?
是，好不好？我们一起起立，我们一起来读，这些经文。
And first we'll read this section in English, then the Chinese, then on the next slide, English Chinese.
我们先念一段这个英文的，之后中文的，然后再读下一页的。
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever.
你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。你们要称谢万神之神。因他的慈爱永远长存，你们要称谢万主之主，因他的慈爱永远长存。
Give thanks to him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, for his steadfast love endures forever, and brought out Egypt from the womb, for his steadfast love endures forever.Give thanks who guided this Red Sea into, for his steadfast love endures forever. And he made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his steadfast love endures forever.
称谢那击杀埃及人之长子的，因他的慈爱永远长存。他领以色列人从他们中间出来，因他的慈爱永远长存。称谢那分裂红海的，因他的慈爱永远长存。他领以色列从其中经过，因他的慈爱永远长存。
And let me pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, we just really pray that you'll be with us and help us, God, to be the kind of people that are putting off the spirit of complaining and negativity in times that are bad, and to put on a spirit of thanksgiving.
亲爱的主，我们求你与我们同在，帮助我们放下我们的老我，抛弃那种负面埋怨的一个态度，把我们变成一个新人，使我们能够有一个感恩积极的这样一个心和人生的态度。
Amen.
Amen.
You be seated.
请坐。
So this message is supposed to be the second half of last week.
今天呢，讲到是我们这个感恩节讲到的第二部分。
And so on the American Thanksgiving, when the Puritans came from Holland,
美国的感恩节是为了纪念从这个英国到美洲来的这些清教徒们，他们当初的一个历史经过。
And it's a group of people. They left England because they wanted more freedom to follow the Bible exactly and went to Holland.
清教徒呢，从英国然后流亡到了荷兰。之后为了能够更自由地按照圣经的教导敬拜神，坐船又来到了美洲。
And then in Holland it was a little hard. It was difficult making money and they had a problem. Their children were starting to act Dutch.
荷兰在那个荷兰那待着那段期间呢，遇到一些问题，就第一是经济情况非常困难，第二呢，发现他们在荷兰生活期间，他们自己的儿童慢慢的呢就学习当地荷兰人的那一套价值观。
And because they were faithful, loyal citizens of the British Empire, they get onto a boat and they go to America because they wanted to remain English and they wanted to make more money.
清教徒当时因为是大英帝国的这个子民，他所以为了是这个忠实于大英帝国这个体系呢，他们就坐船带上自己的家人。作为以大英帝国子民的身份来到了美洲。
You know, and I wonder, how can they be thankful?
我有时候就有些疑问，就是对于这些人的生活情况来讲，他们怎么还可能有感恩这样的一个态度呢？
No, the King of England told them they have the right, they signed a contract to go to Virginia.
英国国王答应这些人呢，有那个给他们律法上的权利，可以到弗吉尼亚州，那弗吉尼亚地区去移民到那里。
But then there was a big storm, and they actually got blown off course, and they landed at a place near Massachusetts.
但中途遇到风暴，船离开了它原来那个航线，结果就搁浅在这个今天的新英格兰地区。
And the first year was miserable.
第一年情况是非常悲惨。
You know, they arrived before winter. They didn't have any homes.
到达的时候马上就已经是冬季了，那到达这个新地方它 也是一个陌生的地方，没有什么家可讲。
You know, they didn't go to the place where other people had homes that they were supposed to be, and they ended up in a place that they had no homes.
所以到达这个地方和他们原来那个目的地是不一样，原来那个弗吉尼亚地方已经有了一群英国人在那里已经居住了，可现在新英格兰地区是一个人生地不熟的地方。
And so they spent the whole winter all together on this small ship.
整个的一个寒冷的冬季呢，这一帮人就只能说在他这个船上过冬。
Now imagine 100 of us coming together in a small ship and never leaving and spending time together.
想想如果我们当中100多人口挤在一只船上，一整整一个冬天都要在这里这个地方过冬。
I don't know, would that be fun?
会不会觉得很舒适愉快？
I don't think so.
不会的。
I love you all.
我虽然很喜爱你们当中每一个人。
But it was just too small.
但是整天这么长时间住在一起呢，觉得是空间太小了。
And something happened in the fact that the ship was small.
那船这么小也是有原因的。
You know, it's small and they start getting sick and the illnesses go around among them.
因为船小人拥挤嘛，这个一个人病了之后，他很容易传染给众人。
And half of them died.
结果呢，原先乘船的这些人里面有一半以上就中途死亡。
And yet they thank God.
剩下的这人还是对神感恩。
You know, 104 of them, as I mentioned before, leave Holland.
来的时候是104人。
Two die in the ship.
中途就有两个人死亡。
45 die in the first year.
刚到第一年里面就有45人有去世。
And they still thank God.
剩下的人还是有一个感谢神的这样的心态。
You know, and so over the summer, they have a group of Indians that help them.
好不容易挨到第二年的夏天，终于有当地的印第安人部落的人过来，对他给他们一些帮助。
And then, sometime between September and November, they decided that they would thank God by holding a feast for 3 days.
所以第一年的来了以后的九到十一月份期间呢，他们这些剩下的人决定就要举办一个感恩的这样一个聚会。
So, you know, for American children, we're kind of raised with this idea that there's this big group of pilgrims, and they invite this little tiny group of Indians to come join them, and then they have a lot of food.
虽然美国这个儿童在学校里面学的这段历史是说，当初由于很多的这种清教徒，那他们自己举办这样一个宴会，然后就邀请了印第安人这些邻居过来一起来分享这些食物。
But history tells us that there was actually about 54 of them, and then 90 of these Indians come, and the Indians bring most of the food. They bring 5 deer.
但实际的历史情况是说，这些清教徒呢，只有大约只有54-55个人左右，印第安人呢反而更多，90多人。实际上，这些食物呢，也是这些印第安邻居他们带来的食物。
But the thing that stands out for me the most is these people had lost half of their family members. They died, and they thank God.
不管怎么样，对我来说印象非常深刻的就是。这些人呢，经历是说超过一半以上的人死亡，剩下的情况这么悲惨，但是还是能够有感恩的心。
They end up not where they're supposed to be and not where they want to be, and they still thank God.
虽然到达这个地方和原先的目的地是不一样的，可是呢，他还是能够有感恩的心。
I think they read the Psalms.
我想他们肯定读过诗篇。
You know, I think that they read the Psalms.
我想他们仔细地读过圣经里的诗篇。
Throughout the Psalms, we have this constant call, thank God, thank God, thank God.
诗篇里面有一个不断重复的一个旋律，就是我们要感谢神，感谢神，感谢神。
Thanking God is the opposite of complaining about our lives.
对神感谢，就是说我们不要对我们的生活有埋怨。
Now, notice how this psalm opens up.
所以我们来看这个诗篇的开头。
You know, 3 verses right in a row.
三节经文连着这么说。
And it says the same thing. The only way that thing that changes is how they call God.
所以它三节经文呢是一个意思，唯一的一个变动就是怎么这个神是怎么称呼的。
Thank God, thank God, thank God.
称谢神，感谢神，感谢神。
And at the end of the psalm, it concludes with thank God.
那这个诗篇最后呢，结尾也是要感谢神。
And about half of the verses in between imply that we should thank God. That's the verse, the verb.
中间的这些经文的意思也是我们要感谢神。
And every single one of those 26 verses all say the same exact thing.
所以整整26节里面呢，反复讲的都是这样一个意思。
His steadfast love lasts forever.
他的爱是一种永远长存。
His steadfast love lasts forever.
永远不变的这样一种慈爱。
His steadfast love endures forever.
说他的慈爱是永远长存。
I'm sorry, it's kind of like a boring song.
所以如果是你拿着一首诗歌来讲呢，是很重复的。
Why does God have us just repeat that same phrase over and over and over again?
为什么一首诗要这样反复的重复呢？
You know, God's word changes us.
神的能够改变我们人的仅仅就是神的话语。
The word of God has power.
神的话语是有能力的。
So, from our mouths, if we speak complaining,
如果我们口中所出的话语是一种抱怨、埋怨的话，
it has the power to make us more and more and more unhappy.
这个话语反过来还会影响人，影响我们自己变得更加的悲观。
But when we start repeating God's word over and over and over again, to thank him.
反过来讲，如果我们口中的话语是一而再、再而三重复的是感谢、赞美神的话。
And when we thank him and we remember God's goodness and his steadfast love over and over and over, when we speak it, when we sing it, it changes our attitudes.
如果我们不断地牢记神的慈爱是永远长存，不断地向他献上赞美，这样的话语呢，也会影响我们，让我们记住耶和华他的神的恩惠。
And this song is probably sang by pilgrims as they were going up to worship in Jerusalem, and they reminded each other, God is good, his steadfast love lives forever. They just remind themselves over and over by singing the same phrase.
所以我们今天读的这个经文呢，很有可能就是当初是一首歌的一种歌词，也就是一群敬拜神的人呢，朝拜者他们在路上行走的时候，这样对唱一句一句一句的来彼此提醒要献恩给神。
And I think that it prepares them for worship, but it also prepares them to change.
他这一边行走一边歌唱这样的歌词呢，一方面把自己心预备好要敬拜神，同时呢也让他们能够就是说认识到自己是多么一个蒙福的人。
When from our mouths comes the word of God that talks about his goodness,It changes us.
所以如果我们口中所出的话语是赞美敬拜神的话语，这些话语也能够对我们有所影响。
And I think giving thanks because of God's goodness gives us more peace. We become content with what he has and we actually become happier.
如果我们能够常常不断地记住说赞美感谢神的话语，我想这些话语也会给我们带来更多的平安，更多的满足的心。
I go swimming.
我经常去游泳。
If you ever come to church and you're here through the week, you'll notice that three days a week, I get up at my lunch time, I go to the swimming pool, I swim for 40 minutes, and then I come back.
所以周间的时候，有时候我在我们教会这办公室里。那中午午饭的时候呢，我常常就会出去，大约游个45分钟左右就回来。
And because it's at the same time, there's usually the same group of people. They're swimming, exercising.
那在那个点去游泳的人呢，大部分就是那么一帮人，大家都在那里，在那里锻炼身体。
We don't become good friends, but we kind of talk.
时间长了就认识了，成为朋友，彼此间就会聊一聊。
And there's one person that all the other people avoid.
不理这个人。
You know, you first meet him, he's complaining.
为什么？因为第一次你和他见面，第一次他口中的所说的话就是那个埋怨的话。
He complains about the temperature of the water.
说水这个温度。
He complains about the teacher on the other side of the pool.
甚至游泳池另边那个人是个老师，他也很不满意。
He goes and gets his car repaired, and he complains about the people that repaired his car.
他去修车，还会嫌那个修车工也不好。
Every single word, complaint, complaint, complaint.
每一句话都是那种埋怨、埋怨的话语。
Is he happy?
这个是不是个很喜乐的人？
No, he's a miserable person.
实际上他是非常很不高兴的一个人。
You know, he got married not long ago, and you know what he does with his wife? He complains about his wife.
他刚刚结婚，其实还不久。现在呢，他口中所讲的话语，实际上是在埋怨他新婚的这个妻子。
Do you think complaining about his wife helps her as his wife to change?
他整天口里埋怨，你觉得这样的埋怨能不能帮助他这个妻子变得更好一点？
The only thing it does is make him more unhappy.
不会的，实际上这个唯一的一个效果呢，就是让他本人实际上更加越来越不快乐。
Several months ago, his wife had a child, the first.
几个月之前呢，他这个妻子刚刚生了第一个孩子。
Now, when that child grows up, how is he going to talk about his child?
如果这个孩子长大了以后，长大期间呢，这个人他会怎样谈到他自己的这个孩子？
I don't know.
我虽然现在还不能知道。
But I wouldn't be surprised if he complains about his son.
我想，但是也是很有可能，他的话也还是会是抱怨，埋怨他这个孩子怎么样怎么样。
You know, he's unhappy.About the pool, he's unhappy about the people that fix his car. He's unhappy about his wife.
游泳池也好，修理工也好，或者是他自己的妻子也好，他心里都是一种埋怨的。
He needs God.
这个人需要的是神。
You know, when we complain all the time, we make ourselves unhappy.
我们一边抱怨，同时这种抱怨又让我们变得更加不快乐。
And this passage, I think, is in contrast to what we read in Numbers 21.
那我们今天读的这段经文，我想就是我们刚才谈到的出埃及记里面那个那样的一个反面。
Exodus and Numbers, Leviticus, they all describe how the people of Israel complained and then they ended up 40 years in the desert.
那出埃及记、利未记、民数记这些书都记载说以色列民在旷野的时候呢，它是一种埋怨神这样的一个话语。
And actually that period of complaining wasn't long, it was only like a year to 2 years.
那一段时间就是以色列民满心埋怨的时间也不是那么长，一年多的时间左右。
But they talked to each other, they complained, and the result of it was they ended up spending 40 years stuck in the desert.
彼此埋怨，说埋怨的话语，结果呢，是他们在旷野里整整漂流了四十年。
And so I think this psalm, if you go back and you read the whole thing, it talks about the same exact events, except there's a positive attitude towards it.
恰好这个诗篇136篇，它的主要内容也整个的就把以色列民在旷野漂流的这个大事呢，全记载下来了。但是呢，它的角度是完全相反的，是一个感恩的角度。
They're just thankful.
这里的是只是感恩。
The things that they were unhappy about, this psalm tells us to be thankful for.
以色列民埋怨的那些事情，在这个诗篇136篇呢，变成了是向神感恩的这样的一个理由。
The Puritans in the first Thanksgiving, they could have been unhappy about the people that died, but instead they chose to be thankful.
来美国的清教徒们也是这样，本来他是可以埋怨中间遭遇的各种各样的问题，其实但是呢，他们却选择向神感恩。
And at the center of the thing that we have to constantly remind ourselves.
所以在这整个的里面呢，一个重点，中心重点就是我们要常常自己提醒自己，要对神有感恩的心。
Who God is.
神是一个什么样的一位神？
We're supposed to just remind ourselves that God is a good God.
我们需要提醒我们自己，神对我们是多么的好。
Life seems to go badly for a period of time. We need to remind ourselves God is a good God.
尤其是事情不顺利的时候，那个时候更需要提醒我们自己，神是一个慈爱、善良、美善的一个神。
And so, you know, as it says all the way to the very last verse, give thanks because his steadfast love lives forever.
所以整个的诗篇都在告诉我们说，感恩是因为神他是一个慈爱存到永远的一个神。
And that idea, God's steadfast love endures forever, actually comes from the book of Exodus.
Book of what?
Oh, it comes from the book of Exodus.
所以这个意思就是说神的慈爱是永远长存。这个概念呢，实际上就是从出埃及记这本书里面总结出来的。
So, in Exodus, do you remember Moses wanted to see God's glory?
因为在那个出埃及记里面，大家记得摩西呢，曾经他向神要求说，让我看到你的荣耀。
What's God say?
神怎么回答他的？
You can't see my glory.
你不能看，用眼睛看到我的荣耀。
You know the story, and then he takes Moses and he puts him in this cleft of the rock.
结果呢，神就把他给放在一个两块大石的中间那个缝隙里面。
And then God passes in front of him.
所以神呢，从他面前经过。
And God says, "I'm going to tell you who I am."
对摩西说，我会告诉你我是谁。
So in the cloud, God passes in front of him, and it says, "Yahweh, Yahweh."
所以这个。耶和华神从这个石缝面前经过的时候呢，说的是亚威这个名字。
So, the Lord, Lord is merciful and a gracious God.
此的意思就是说，神上帝是一个慈爱、满有怜悯的神。
He's abounding in steadfast love.
他满有慈爱。
He's abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.
他的慈爱是丰盛，而且是世代长存。
Matter of fact, he keeps his steadfast love for 1,000 generations.
他的慈爱 是长久的，就是说千代 千万人，就是千代万代，这过去了，神的爱还是长存在那里。
As a matter of fact, you have to understand how strong His steadfast love is.
所以这个爱，它是这个坚固坚强到了什么程度？
So he says, yeah, he punishes the sins of the fathers down to the sons and the grandsons to the third and fourth generation.
对，他刚虽然讲说神呢是要惩罚人的，比方说从一代人的罪要惩罚到三代甚至四代。
You know, so that's, think of it like a scale.
想想，我们想象一个天平。
So God's punishment for three generations is really heavy.
一边是要惩罚人的罪直到三代四代，这是很明显是很重的，很沉重的一个东西。
Yeah, it lasts for three or four generations.
三四代。
But his steadfast love?
但是他的慈爱呢？
Is it heavier?
千代万代，是不是更重？
So there's three and four generations.
这边是三代四代。
So, you know, if it had five generations.
如果是五代人过去之后。
If it had 50 generations.
甚至五十代人过去以后。
If it had 100 generations of weight of God's steadfast love compared to three and four, it would be strong.
如果神的慈爱仅仅就持续到比方说五十代甚至一百代，这样的话就已经远远超过他对罪惩罚的这个程度了。
But for God, it's not enough.
但对神来讲还不止于仅仅一百代人做。
It says three and four of his punishing sins.
惩罚罪是三代四代。
And 1,000 of his steadfast love.
他慈爱呢却是千代万代。
Forgiving sin and iniquity.
他是对人怜悯，然后赦免人的罪孽。
God wants us to know that He is a God of steadfast, merciful love.
神让我们想让我们就是心里面清楚的知道，他是一个丰盛的慈爱的神。
And this particular Bible passage,
所以这一段经文
is repeated in the Old Testament many, many, many times.
在旧约里面呢，很多地方重复出现。
You know, the Lord is a compassionate and gracious God, abounding in loving kindness.
神是满有怜悯，充满了慈爱。
It's repeated over and over and over again in the Psalms.
在诗篇里面，很多地方反反复复描述的就是这样一个重点。
It's actually repeated in the prophets.
是先知书里面也同样记载这个。
And I'm going to tell you what I think.
所以我想给大家分享一下我自己的个人的一些想法。
Because this is who God is.
神的本质，他的本性就是这样一个神。
No, the Hebrew words are not exactly the same.
那这说他是慈爱这个神的这个希伯来文的原文这个原词呢，意思稍微有些不同。
But when it says take off the old man and put on the new man created the image of Christ, and how it describes the new man.Is exactly the same characteristics here.
当谈到我们要放下旧人，穿上新人的意思，这个新人这个词，新人这个词，它的含义就和这里提到的说耶和华的本性是一模一样的。
And I actually think that the fruit of the Spirit is essentially the same.
实际上，你要是看新约里面讲到圣灵的果子，它里面那些那么多那个果子的。含义和这个新人和耶和华的本性也是完全一个意思。
And James, when he talks about the wisdom from above, it's the same characteristics.
雅各书里描写从天上来的智慧那些特征，总结起来的意思也和这个是完全一样的。
And I actually think that the description of love in 1 Corinthians 13 is the same as what God says here.
实际上我个人觉得哥林多前书十三章里面对爱的那个描写呢里面的那个内容也和这个是一模一样的意思。
When things are going bad in life,
人生碰到了不顺利。
And there are times when things go bad.
有些时候呢是情况很不顺利的逆境当中。
There's times when things seem to go unbelievably bad. It's not the way they're supposed to be.
很多的事情呢，甚至就是遭到一种不可令人难以置信的这样一种坏的程度。
And we sometimes start to feel, where is God?
那个时候很容易我们心里面就说，这个时候我在这种情况之下，神你在哪里啊？
You know, If these things are happening, where is God?
这么糟的事情发生在我们身上，那个时候我们就觉得说，这个时候神到哪儿去了？
And at those times, we really need to remind ourselves, and I would say, remind the people around us, God is a good God who has steadfast love forever.
正是在这种时候，我们要恰恰更需要提醒我们自己，提醒我们周围的人，神的爱是一种存留到千代万代这样的一个种慈爱。
And God is committed to taking care of us.
神呢，他已经立下定下心志，是要照顾关怀我们每一个人。
That word for steadfast love actually means a love that comes from His covenant commitment.
这个这里说的是他的慈爱永远长存，这个字永远长存呢，它的含义是从旧约里面说神和人的关系是一种约的关系那个概念里面出来的，意思说他这个爱是一种立约产生出来的爱。
So whether something goes bad in our family, something goes bad at work, something goes bad in our finances, we need to remind each other that God's steadfast love endures forever.
既然是立约之后的爱，不管你生活里面遇到什么样的难处、逆境、困难，那个时候这个爱还是在那里的，不会改变的。这一点我们需要提醒我们自己，提醒我们的家人和邻居。
You know, because when things start to go bad and we begin to wonder, and then we sit with our wives and we talk about how bad things are.
因为我们都知道逆境一来的时候，我们就是，我们自己在想这些事情，或者是彼此在讨论这些困难的时候。
And we begin to complain.
很容易我们就自然而然的就开始抱怨起来了。
We need our wife to remind us that God is good and He is a faithful God.
那我们的这个妻子呢，那个时候就需要提醒你的丈夫说，神是爱，而且他的慈爱是永远长存。
When the friend that you talk with every week starts complaining about the people around them.
如果你的朋友里面也是很多这种埋怨抱怨的人。
We need to remind them that God is a faithful God.
我们也应该提醒他们说，神的爱是永远长存的一个神。
A good and faithful God.
他是一个慈善而且是一个信实的一个神。
So I think this psalm, the first thing it tells us is we should give thanksgiving because God is a good God.
我们之所以要感恩，原因就是神就是一个美善的一个神。
And the second reason, I think, is because God, He answers our prayers.
原因之二是神实际上是听并且答应人的祷告。
And sometimes there's the prayers that we actually ask God directly, and sometimes there's the prayers that are sort of in our heart. We don't say it, but we're asking God for help.
祷告呢，有的时候我们的是确实是向神直接的祷告，求什么样的事情。有时候我们心里有各种各样的愿望，没有讲出来，甚至都没有去祷告，但神也同样知道你的那些愿望。
So as you start going through this psalm, and it just keeps saying over and over again, His steadfast love is forever, His steadfast love is forever, you get to a big section where He's talking about the wilderness.
诗篇里面重复讲了这个感恩的时候呢，中间有一个地方就提到了这个旷野。以色列人这个旷野的经历。
And what's interesting is all the things that the people of Israel complained about are all gone.
到那个时候，以色列人埋怨的那些不好的东西都已经过去了。
You know, it doesn't focus on those, it focuses on the good things that God did.
这个时候呢，这个焦点聚焦在一个神给了他们什么样的美好的一个东西。
You know, it doesn't focus on everything that's falling apart.
重点这个聚焦的地方并不是说哎呀什么事情都现在已经非常的不顺利。
You know, it reminds us God answers prayer and we should pray again.
所以这就提醒我们说神是一个听人祷告并且答应人祷告的这样一个神。
Now, what do I mean?
我这里在讲什么呢？
Now, notice here, it says, give thanks to him, and then it starts to say, he struck down the Egyptians.
所以这里提到说他杀了以色列人的长子。
He brought them out from the midst of Egypt.
把以色列人从他们中间带了出来。
You know, and of course, the first thing that happens is they start complaining that they're stuck and the army is coming after them.
这一段呢，我们知道经文里面讲的是以色列人从埃及出来的时候，刚出来就开始埋怨，说什么？说你看前面有红海，过不去了。
But the psalm, he doesn't focus on that. He says God is good. Look at how good God is.
诗篇并没有把这个作为一个埋怨的东西，他说反而是说什么？他带他们从他们中间，不是从那个分裂红海，变成了一个赞美神的一个诗。
Don't remember the fear. Remember that God divided the Red Sea. He made Israel pass through its midst, and he overthrew.
这个时候呢，要记住的不是说以色列人遇到了什么危险，需要埋怨什么，而是要记住神是怎样把他们把红海给裂开、分裂开，让这个以色列人从当中经过。
Don't focus on the things that are going bad.
所以你这个聚焦的重点不是说那个坏事的身上。
Don't focus on the things you don't like about the people around you.
就是不要把心神呢心里凝聚的一个你周围的人是多么的让你不满意的地方。
Focus on the goodness of God.
而是说要定睛在神是对你是怎样的美好。
Peter has some faith.
使徒彼得也他是有信心的一个人。
Jesus comes walking across the water.
耶稣在水上行走。
What does Peter do?
彼得说什么？
Hey, I'm going to go walk with Jesus.
说我要和你一起去走。
He gets up and he walks on water.
他从船里出来，真的就在那个水上走。
And then everything fell apart.
这个当然就是一下子他就掉下去了。
When did everything fall apart and he start going down into the water?
掉下去的是什么时候？
When?
是他做什么事情让他掉下去了？
So,Jesus, he's looking at Jesus.
他在走那个时候是眼睛是看的是耶稣，对不对？
So as long as he keeps his eyes on the goodness of Jesus and his faithfulness, he walks on water.
只要他的眼睛看的是耶稣，他就在那个水上走。
But what does he look at?
但眼睛一离开了耶稣。
You know, he sees this wave, kind of, it's big.
看到的就是那个风浪是多么的大的风浪。
You know, and he can see that the waves, the water is being blown by this heavy wind.
浪尖上那个浪呢，被风刮的是来回的翻腾。
And he sees the darkness of the sky.
抬头一看，漆黑一片。
He's focusing on the negative.
所以他这个聚精，他那个聚他这个集中的焦点呢，一下子就从耶稣身上离开了。
So what do we learn?
接下来就发生了。
Focus on the goodness of Jesus.
所以我们学到的就是说，我们要定睛在耶稣的身上。
Focus on the goodness of Jesus.
定睛在他是多么的美善。
You know that when Peter walked on water, he was actually an answer to prayer.
他彼得在水上行走这个事情，就是神答应了他的祈求。
You know, he said to God, he said to Jesus, "Let me walk on water with you." And Jesus, God, let him walk on water.
因为他求过耶稣，他说让我也在水上行走，所以耶稣就让他在水面上行走。
It was an answer to prayer.
就是答应了他的祷告。
Now, the people in the Exodus, when they were brought out into the wilderness, God was answering their prayer.
以色列人从旷野出来的这个事实，也是神对他们祷告的一个答应。
You know, it starts out in the book of Exodus, and it says that they groaned because of the slavery, and they cried up for help.
因为以色列人之所以想从埃及出来的原因，是因为在埃及当奴隶的时候非常痛苦，在那里呻吟，祈求神把他们带出来。
And their prayer, their cry, it got up to God, and He heard them.
他这种呼唤呢，这种痛苦，达到了神的面前。
And God, when he comes to Moses, he says, I'm coming because of your prayer.
神亲自对摩西说，我来是因为我听见了他们的哀声。
You know, in chapter 3, he says, you know, I've seen the misery of my people and how hard things are.
这里出埃及记三章七节，他说，我看见了我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。
I think Moses should have been thankful.
所以我想摩西应该感恩。
He said, I heard they're crying out. I'm concerned. I've come to rescue them.
神说我听见了他们的哀声，下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手。
So coming out of Egypt and going through the wilderness was an answer to prayer, and God had something great in mind for them.
所以是神下来了，神把他们从埃及人的手中给救了出来，经历这个进入旷野。 这都是神的作为。
And all they had to do is trust God.
以色列人唯一要求以色列人做的就是他们信靠这位神。
And if they had trusted God and were thankful, I think just in a couple of months they would have been in the promised land.
如果他们一开头至始至终都是信靠感恩的神的这个心态的话，我想可能一两个月之内他就从那个旷野就走出来了。
Now scholars tell us it would have taken 17 days to go from Egypt into the promised land.
那学者研究说可能17天这个路程就走完了。
I don't really know what that means.
我也不知道究竟是多少需要多少天。
Probably a couple of months.
可能最多也就是一两个月吧。
You know, and if God overthrew the Egyptians, he would have cleared out the Canaanites and given them the land. Easy.
如果神既然神有能力能够击败以色列埃及人，甚至把迦南地的这些小王国都能够击败的话，他肯定也有能力让以色列人很快进入迦南。
You know, so God, he takes them, he brings them to the Mount Sinai for 3 months.
神把以色列人带了出来，又带他们到了西乃山三个月。
And I think if they had just followed God and been thankful, that it would have taken a couple of months. I think that it would have taken 1 year.
如果以色列人仅仅的就是感恩，仅仅的就是信靠，我想就是一年左右的时间，就这个事情就能够就完成。
Do you know what historians like to do?
就是历史学家们就有这么一个习惯。
You know, sometimes, not you.
Good.
Good. Sometimes historians will say, "What if this happened? How would things be different?"
历史学家经常问一些假设性的问题，就是说。如果这个情况这么发生了，结果会是怎么样？
You know, so they examine everything and then they just sort of change a few things.
所以就研究各种各样的可能性，然后改变一些因素，得出一些结论。
And everything would have been entirely different.
就会说，那如果是这样的一种情况的下呢，这个事情的结局可能是和你所记载的这个实际经过大相径庭。
If the people of Israel had just been thankful, I think in 6 months they would have been in the land of the promise.
如果以色列人没有埋怨，反而感恩，可能六个月就已经走出去了。
If they had only been thankful.
但前提就是他们要有一个感恩的心。
You know, isn't that why we have Thanksgiving to remind us to be thankful?
我们之所以过庆祝这个感恩节，原因不就是提醒我们自己要感恩吗？
You know, that's why we have this psalm to remind us to be thankful.
诗篇里还有诗篇让我们读，提醒我们。
Gratitude is a decision.
感恩这个事情呢，实际上你自己要有一个决定，你要决定做一个感恩的人。
But what do the people do?
但实际情况下，人们常常是这样。
They complain.
常常就是埋怨，实际上。
And just to go over this a second time.
所以这里呢，也是让我们就看到这样一个情况。
You know, they asked to be rescued from Egypt.And God rescued them.
本来以色列人求神把他们从以色列人就带出来，神真的就把他们带了出来。
And God promised, "I'll take you into this promised land of milk and honey."
神也答应他们要把他们带到牛奶与蜜之地的那种迦南那种美好的地方。
You know, "I'll take care of you in between."
而且还答应他们在路上还要照顾他们。
But what do they do?
即使都这样了，以色列人还怎么样？
They do what I do a lot.
以色列人做的那个事情，也就是我自己常常做的。
You know, you ever do that?
你是不是也常常这么做？
You know, you sit around and you talk and you're kind of complaining.
就坐在那儿，然后就在那里谈这个事情，常常口中的话语是埋怨的话语。
You know, you ask God for something and it comes.And you actually don't like it.
你向神求一个事情，求这么一个东西，你还真的得着了，神还真的给你了，但是就得着了以后，你还是不满意。
You know, yeah. A young man asks God for a beautiful woman. God gives him a beautiful woman.
比方说，你可能向神求过要有一个能够娶到一个美丽的妻子，结果你真的娶了一个美丽的妻子。
15 years later.
结婚十五年了，过去了。
You know, is he happy? Yes, of course he's happy.
这个时候，老公是不是还是很幸福喜乐的一个人呢？
But some, they start thinking, oh, his wife is pretty. I want her.
那个时候，他可能就眼睛一转，看到另外一个人的一个妻子，他说，哦，那才是我想要的。
And that 22-year-old She's not even married, and I really like her. But you know what? They never say this, the 22-year-old. She's not married, and I really like her.
可能遇到另外一个女孩子，二十几、二十五六岁，说那个还没结婚呢，那个是跟我更喜欢的。
And they never say anything.
嘴里虽然不讲。
You know, but what's happening? They're becoming unhappy with their wife.
但是心里面的态度是对妻子的态度是慢慢就产生一种厌恶的态度。
You know, we pray and ask God to sort of move us and give us a new job.
为神向神求工作，对不对？让神让我们搬家，找到一个新的工作。
We get this good new job. God answers our prayer.
结果神答应了，真的得到了一个很好的一份工作。
And then we have lunch with the people that we work with.
然后和你同事一起吃午饭。
You know, and we complain about how stupid our boss is.
谈话内容就是在抱怨，哎呀，那个我那个上司真是多么不好。
You know, we complain about how the company has really silly policies.
公司的这种规章制度多么的令人不满意。
You know, God brings people into our lives. He gives them to us. But sometimes we just begin to complain.
我们生活里面的周围的人都是神给我们放在我们生活当中的。结果呢，我们反而去抱怨这些人。
Could be thankful.
我们实际上是可以有感恩的心的。Look
at what happened to the people in Israel.
我们看看以色列人的例子。They
didn't have a thankful attitude.
他没有感恩。
You know, so they come out, what's the first thing they do? They complain about food, so God gives them food.
刚从埃及出来,抱怨第一件事就是没吃的,那神就给他们食物。
You know, I read that story, I didn't see anywhere where it says they thank God.
你要把那个故事整个的读一遍呢,你觉得找不到一个地方说,以色列终于有吃的了,马拿可以吃了,但是没有一个地方说他们因此为感恩。
And then they complain about the food.
因为你看到的反而是他们抱怨这个食物怎么样，不好吃。没有味道。没有味道。没有味道。
It doesn't taste. We want something else.
味道不好吃，我想要它更好吃的。You
know, so God gives them the quail.
就鹌鹑又给他们那个送了鹌鹑肉吃。Do
you guys know that story? God gives them the quail. Do they stop and thank God for how good He is?
好，有鹌鹑肉吃了，现在应该感恩。
Nah, they get real greedy and they start eating it up.
没有，反而更加贪婪的来抓这些肉来吃。
Twice they go along. They complain there's no water. God gives them water.
两次抱怨神不给他们水喝，神后来就给了他们水喝。
You know, they get right up to the place where they're going to enter the land of Israel, and what do?
就已经快到应许之地的这个边界那个时候了，那个时候还做了什么？
You know, the two guys come back and they give a, hey, this is good, God will take care of us.
两个探子回来报告,这个地方是真好,好地方。
But what did the 10 do?
那其他10个探子说什么?
They actually complained.
他们说那个话实际上也是一种埋怨。
You know, they took their eyes off of God and they focused on what they complained about.
他那个话语表明了,他们那个时候眼睛已经离开了神,看的是他们的处境。
Oh, those people are too big.
那人太高大了。
You know, they complain again.
所以又也是一种抱怨。
It just never seems to end.
就是永远会不会停止抱怨。
And they complain about Moses.
甚至对摩西这个人他们也是抱怨。
You know, they were constantly complaining about Moses.
一直不断地埋怨他这个人。
You know, they prayed, they asked God to lead him out, and here's this guy, and he leads him out, and what do? They complain about him.
摩西千辛万苦把他们带出来,他们对他的反应呢,还是抱怨。
What was the end result?
结果。
What would have been 6 months through the wilderness to get into the promised land turned into 40 years.
本来6个月可以出旷野，结果40年。
You know, it was just an attitude of complaining.
关键就是他们当时那种心态，那种态度。
How different things would have been if they were thankful.
如果没有那种埋怨的心态，结果会是何等的不同。
You know, that complaining, it actually affects things.
这个埋怨不是一件小事，它实际上是能够造成很大的后果。If
we were only thankful.
但是如果我们能够感恩的话。So
I read a story just the other day.
前两天我刚读过一个事情。You
know, this boy, young man.
一个年轻人。His
parents go out and they buy him a house.
父母给他买了一个房子。So
his parents go out and they buy this man a house.
所以父母给他买了整整一栋房子。
You know, he should have been thankful.
应该是很感恩的。
You know, and they're right out in front of the real estate agent.
就是他这些他们几个人正好就在房地产公司的这个外面。
Does he thank his parents for giving me a big house?
那个时候，这个年轻人有没有感谢他的父母给他买了个房子
？What in the world does he do? Do you know?
他有没有？大家知道这件事情
？What does he do? He starts beating on his mother.
Beating on his what?
He starts hitting his mother.
这个人竟然开始动手打他的妈妈。
He hits his dad.
又动手打他的这个父亲。
And then the police come. They arrest him for beating up his parents.
警察结果把他给抓起来。
And then they get to the police department.
到了警察局以后。
And they want to know, why are you beating up your parents?
问他打父母的原因是什么
Why? Do you know?
原因是什么 他说的原因是什么
那个房子太小，
给我买的这个房子太小了。
Imagine that, you beat up your own mother and father.
所以因为嫌这个房子小，动手打父母。
For the house they give you.
所以给他买了房子，得到的结果是被孩子打了一顿。
Boy, that poor woman that he marries.
你再想一想，这个人将来结了婚，他那个妻子。
If he'd only been thankful.
但是如果他真的，如果是他能够哎有感恩的心的话
，Thankfulness is really helpful.
感恩啊，对我们有能够有很大的帮助。
And I would like to challenge you to something.
所以这里我也想对我们每个人有这样一个挑战，挑战我们。
When you sit around with friends,
你和你的朋友聚在一起的时候
，or People in your family,
和家人聚在一起的时候
and you begin to complain about other people.
这个时候你就开始抱怨了，抱怨别这个人那个人的时候
And remember how the complaining can affect our lives.
那个时候呢，提醒自己，这样的抱怨在我们的生活当中会造成什么样的影响？
And look at that person that you're complaining about, and think about something to be thankful.
这个时候呢，转头看一看你给你说话，你给他这个交谈的这个人呢，能想出一件事情，你可以为他感恩的事情。
And when you're sitting around with some friends and there's some complaining, and you listen to another person going on and on and on complaining,
你和朋友聚在一起，然后有人就在那里开始抱怨了，你听见一个人，可能当中有个人就一直不停的满口怨言的时候。
We actually should kind of talk to them.
这个时候呢，我们应该和这位朋友呢说一下。
Have the courage to say, you know, what are you complaining about?
这个时候，我们如果能够拿出这个勇，拿出这么一点勇气来，就问一下，你在抱怨什么？
You know, have the courage to say, God has done so much for you. You need to be thankful.
就给他讲。神实际上为你已经做了，给了你已经很多很多了，你应该感恩。
You know, to look and say, quit complaining about that person and find some things to be thankful for.
去告诉这个朋友，说停止你这个抱，不要再抱怨了，反而呢，去找一个人，找一个事情能够为他感恩的理由。
Is that easy?
这样做容易做吗？
No, but it's really necessary.
是不太容易，但是很有必要。
You know, that's what the psalm does. It actually reminds us to be thankful.
诗篇也是在这么做，就是一直在重复提醒。
And we remind people to be thankful because God answers prayers, but especially God fulfills His promises.
那我们谈到的第二点就是说，我们要感恩的原因是因为神答应了祷告，但是还有一点原因就是神呢。他答应了什么，他就会兑现这个答应的。
You know, when the pilgrims and they lost their children, they lost their spouse, they lost the people in their family, but they still thanked God. Do you know what they remembered?
这个清教徒来美国路上，妻子孩子都这个死亡的时候，他还是有感恩的心。那个时候，他们这个心意当中牢牢记住有一点。
You know, that was a people who not only knew that God was good.But they had a really strong emphasis on God's sovereignty.
对这群人来讲，清教徒们非常知道神是一个美善、是个善良的神。同时呢，他们心里非常的清楚， 神是一个掌管绝对主权的这样一个神。
You know, and they knew God made covenants with us, and no matter what happens, God will fulfill His promises.
他们清楚，神呢给人立了约之后，他是一定会兑现他这个所立的约的里面所包含的一切的应许。
So things may be hard now, but we know that God will fulfill His promise and make things better.
可能目前的处境是短暂的，是困难的，但是他们心里非常清楚，神啊，迟早会把他一切所答应的东西都赐给他们。
Where do I get this?
那 I'm sorry.
Where do I get this idea?
我之所以知道这个清教徒们有这样的一种心态。
Well, first of all, the whole Bible talks about that.
首先呢，圣经是这么教导的。
But here, you know, it tells us to give thanks to Him. Now, not only got them out of Egypt, but He led His people through the wilderness.
这里告诉我们，神带领自己的子民从他们从敌人的手中救出来，而且引导他们行走旷野。
Doesn't talk about no water. Doesn't talk about no food.
没有讲说神没有给他水喝。没有给他粮食吃。
You know, God promised to take us to the promised land.
神已经答应他们要带他们去应许之地。
So He not only took us out of Egypt, He got us through the wilderness, and actually He defeated our enemies before us.
所以从埃及救出来，带他们行走旷野，并且把他们当中他们在中间遇到的各种各样的敌人给击败。
Because God promised.
这都是因为神答应了他们。
And in fact,They don't talk about no food.
他们没有讲说没有食物吃。
Look at it, it says He gives food.
二十五节说他说他赐粮食。
He gives manna.
而且赐玛纳。
You know, He gives quail.
鹌鹑。
Be thankful.
所以要感恩。
But look at what happens. In the end, it says, God gave them the land as their heritage. God made a promise.He took us through all these difficult times, but God fulfilled His promise.
而且这里二十一节说，将他们的土地，将他们的地，赐他的百姓为业，因为神这么答应他们过。
That's why we're thankful.
这是我们感恩的这个原因。
We know that no matter how hard it is, because of His promises, He will get us through it.
可能目前处境非常艰难，但不管再难。神答应了，他都会应许的。
We cling to God's promises.
所以我们呢，要把神给我们这些所有的应许呢，要紧紧的给抓住，不放。
We need to read God's promises.
仔细的去读，去看神应许了什么。
We need to speak God's promises.
口里要讲神答应了什么。
And when we speak God's promises and we speak in a grateful attitude, it actually changes our hearts and our minds.
带着感恩的心，用口开口讲说神的话语，对我们的人生和态度有很大的影响。
Yeah, when you speak out God's word, it changes us.
一边讲论神的话语，这个话语就把我，同时也在改变我们这个人。
So, you know, in China, I used to see these students standing outside with a little English book.
中国的时候，好多的中国学生站在那个英语角里，拿着个英语书，拿着本英语书。
You know, they're standing there all alone. They've got a book, but they're yelling at the top of their lungs.
手里有一本书，站在那里，就是在那里尖声、大声的喊叫。
So they're standing there. They got this book, and they're speaking out really loud, all alone. And you know what they're doing? They're reading English.
他在那里大声的朗读，就这样在读。他现在读呢，这个手里拿的那些英文。
You know, where do they get this idea that if they just read out and they speak English loud enough, it will help them?
他怎么知道大声出声朗读这样对提高英语有帮助呢
？I don't know what's that guy's name.
那个
，What's the name of that man? Excellent, thank you. Crazy English.
叫什么？李阳是吧？Crazy
English. English. It works.
确实是有效果。
And in the same way, when we just simply read out God's word and His promises, it works.
神的话也是，如果我们这个出声朗，就是你出声的讲这个神的话语，是也是有帮助的。
So when things are bad,
事情不顺利，
seems like God is far.
神好像看起来离我们很远的时候。
You know, we remember to thank Him.
心里面要记得，还是要感谢神。
We remind ourselves.
那就是在提醒我们自己。
God is good.
神呢是一个好的，很美好的神。
We remind ourselves that God answers prayers.
也是提醒我们自己，神确实是一个答应人祷告的神。
Not just our prayers, but the prayers of the Bible. If you don't feel like God's been good to me, at least look at the Bible and see the prayers that He's answered there.
即使你有时候可能觉得神对你本人没有那么好，至少你可以去读圣经，看到神对圣经里记的那些子民们是多么的美善。
And we thank God.For the promises that He is going to fulfill in the future.
将来神所答应的那些应许的那些事情，他还是要一一兑现的。
It's the power of God's word to change us.
神的话语是带有能力的改变我们的人。
And God will get us through.
神会把我们平安的带过目前的处境。
And we'll have a lot to be thankful for.
所以我们仔细想一下，生活中有很多的事情可以来感谢神。
And experience His blessings.
那同时我们也就慢慢的亲身体验到神的祝福。
Let me pray.
好吧，让我们一起来祷告。
God Almighty.
万能的神。
We all go through really difficult times.
每个人都会经历一些非常难的这个处境。
And sometimes in those difficult times, we get discouraged.
困难当中，我们常常会灰心，丧气。
And in our discouragement, sometimes we begin to complain.
灰心失望当中，我们也会口出怨言。
And we forget about you.
那个时候就把你给忘了。
God, we ask you to forgive us.
求神能够赦免我们。
Forgive us for complaining.
赦免我们常常抱怨。
Forgive us for not being thankful.
赦免我们没有感恩。
And we pray that you will help us to have a life that is one of gratitude.
我们求你帮助我们，让我们过一个感恩称谢的这样的一个人生。
We pray that you'll help us to be thankful for the people you brought into our lives.
帮助我们。你把这么多的人带到我们生活当中，让我们为此献上感谢。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。阿门。